I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, my colleague, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, going to a part of the world I am stumbling through, learning the first time. Malaysia. There's a newly elected king, Sultan Ibrahim Iskandar of Johor. He's a very well-to-do man, also eccentric. He rides Harley Davidsons and gives prizes to the people of Johor. He's now the supreme monarch of Malaysia, which I was falsely assuming was a straight-up democracy. It's a constitutional monarchy. I'm going to stop because I learned from Gregory. What is the significance of Malaysia in the region? Its neighbors are unknown. You just named one of them, Indonesia. What is its stance towards China, towards the region, Gregory?
Well, Malaysia, as a member of the Commonwealth, has always been a very significant geographic entity and a geopolitical entity in the West's camp, and this is has not been changed. They have been relatively independent in their defense procurement and so on, but it's basically a British style defense capability. It is absolutely as much a democracy as Australia or New Zealand or the United States, and in some ways they would argue that it's even more of a democracy. The fact that it has a king is something which safeguards the constitution and the constitutional rights to democracy and an elected government by the people. And the interesting thing is that when Malaysia became independent, its regional monarchs, because each of the states of what became Malaysia in the Malay Peninsula were ruled by sultans. There were some of the other territories in the overall area of Borneo, like Sarawak and so on, which are not monarchies. But what was devised was to replace the British monarch as head of state of Malaysia independently, was to have a rotation of the sultans from the various monarchical states of Malaya. And that's been very, very successful. They get a five-year term. They're elected by their peers and others in a rotating fashion. It's not a strict rotational cycle. So there is an election of that king who's called the Agong, or his full title is Yang Dipertuan Agong, which means literally he who is made lord. This is a very traditional title for a king of kings there. And the new king, or Agong, Sultan Ibrahim, is, as you say, well, I wouldn't say eccentric. I would say he's very much an individual. Johor State, his home state, has been very wealthy, and his family has historically been very wealthy. Although the headlines call him a billionaire king, it's the same with the British monarchy. There's enormous amount of inherited land and properties and so on, which are give them a nominal wealth, but it doesn't mean that he's a businessman. He's got as his deputy king the Sultan of Perak, who's also highly intelligent and accomplished as an academic, and he's written in a number of fields. But the new king has basically said, well, he's not going to be there just as a figurehead to allow the politicians to keep running roughshod over the electorate, because there's been massive corruption in Malaysia over the recent years. And he's basically given the politicians notice that he will be using his constitutional powers to oversee some of the practices of the government, including areas where corruption may have violated the constitution, and that includes on political donations and political paybacks and so on. He said just recently in an article in the Straits Times, or an interview, he said, "From my great grandfather, we were great hunters. I make sure when I go hunting, I bring back nice returns. But when I'm in Kuala Lumpur, the capital, it's a concrete jungle. So what do I hunt? I'm going to hunt all the corrupt people. I make sure I bring results." And he also said to the politicians, "There are 222 of you in Parliament. There are over 30 million Malaysians outside of Parliament. said to the politicians, "I'm not with you, I'm with them. I will support the government, but if I think they're doing something improper, I will tell them." So a very independent streak, and he's a confident fellow. He's actually still in a fairly vigorous state of life. I think he's 54 or something. His mother was an English woman who married the former Sultan of Johor. So he's got a worldly outlook. He's articulate. He's experienced. He does mix with the people as well, which is very interesting.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, reporting on Malaysia. I learn 33 million people, much to learn. We're headed to the trouble in Europe, Ukraine. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,